Hello and welcome to the call. My name is Cindy Chavez and I'm so glad to have you here. Congratulations on taking a step towards making everything in your life easier. So I want to ask you right now to just take a moment and grab a notepad and a pen so that you can jot down a few notes during our call. And then after you do that, I'd like to just ask you to take a moment to take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. I really like to always start my calls with just a minute or two, maybe even less than a minute, of time where we can really set an intention and relax and just focus. You know, life is just moves at such a fast pace today, and we get overloaded with information. And just when we get used to something being a certain way, then it changes, and we get distracted and pulled in a lot of different directions, and we have to be able to think really quickly and make fast decisions. And oftentimes people have difficulty just balancing their work, their life, their family, their friends, their fun, you know, just everything that's going on in our lives. We are so busy, always on the run, a lot of pressure from every direction. So when I have a class like this, I always try to start with just 30 to 60 seconds, really, of breath work, or if you want to call it centering or meditation. And for those of you on the call that aren't familiar with meditating, you know, this isn't going to be anything deep or anything that you have to have a certain skill for. I really just want you to take a deep breath in. If you are somewhere where you can shut your eyes, you can shut your eyes. Please don't shut your eyes if you're driving a car. But I just want you to take a deep breath and relax, and just really relax. See if you can relax your shoulders. See if you can relax your body, your arms, your hips, your legs, down to your feet. Just breathing in and breathing out. Pay attention. Bring your focus for a moment to the temperature in the room, to the way your clothes feel on your skin. If you can hear sounds around you, I'm in my office right now and it's raining outside. I can hear the rain and I can hear a bit of traffic. Whatever you can hear. And just let's just take one more deep breath. And exhale. Open our eyes. And just be ready to really soak up the information that I've got for you tonight. So, all of this busyness that I talked about before we took a moment to really focus and get relaxed, you know, the world moving at a very fast pace, and all of the kind of input that we have, it's kind of input overload. We've got social media, and we've got television, and we've got people that are in our life and busy schedules that we have to get to, and just so much going on. And a lot of times, being pulled in so many different directions and having so much pressure on us in our life causes us to be a little disconnected and a little disengaged from a lot of different aspects in our life. And the result of that is stress and burnout and frustration, and sometimes feeling like the life we're living is not exactly as purposeful as it could be. So tonight on this call, I want to share an optimistic and attainable vision for you. So in my promo video, if you saw it, and some emails that I sent out, I mentioned over and over the possibility of everything becoming easier for you. So, if you want to be healthier, if you want to improve your relationships, if you want to attract better relationships, if you want to develop the spiritual part of yourself, if you want to feel a better sense of balance, if you want more purpose, if you want to have a more successful business, and you want all of that to be easier and not such a struggle, then this call's for you. So first I want to set up the call and tell you what I'm going to cover in this one-hour call. And I like to be very prompt and respectful of your time and stay at an hour or a little less than an hour. So I'm really going to do my best to wind up this call at maybe 55 minutes, or maybe we'll go the full hour, but really want to be conscious of time. So in this hour, I'm going to tell you about a unique system that I use called energy leadership. We're going to discuss the two types of energy. We're going to talk about seven levels of energy and just a few things that will really allow you to be more engaged in your life, how you can use this system to develop into a more powerful leader. You know, powerful leaders inspire others to greatness. They may be great themselves, and powerful leaders are great, but they also inspire others to be great. So we'll talk about how this system can allow you to develop into a more powerful leader, and also why everything becomes easier when we tap into the right kind of energy. So I want to tell you a little bit about myself, a little bit about my story. My name is Cindy Chavez, and I was born in California on Easter Sunday, and my mother was only 6 months pregnant with me when she had me. She had had five miscarriages, and each one of those, she had been pregnant for 6 or 7 months and then had a baby that was stillborn. And then there was me. When I was born, I weighed 3 pounds. And this was way before the time that babies weighing 3 pounds were, you know, had a good success rate of living. So my parents thought that I was probably going to die. So I started my life at 3 pounds, not expected to live, and struggling to live from the very beginning. I did live, thankfully, and I think I was 2 or 3 months old by the time they allowed me to go home from the hospital, because I was so tiny I had to stay in an incubator for months. And then I went home, and several years later, when I was 4 years old, my parents divorced, and I ended up moving back and forth from one parent to the other. So I started my life out struggling to stay alive, and then at a very young age saw a lot of struggle in my parents' relationship and had a lot of struggle in my own life coping with being raised in a broken home. So I can fast forward then to when I was in my early 20s and I got married myself. And I actually got married. I was a rock star in my 20s, literally. I had a rock and roll band in San Francisco, and I married another musician in my band. And we had two sons, beautiful children, that are still today the apple of my eye, and raised them. And we had a really happy family for a certain amount of time, I guess about 18 years. And then there were the last 5 years of my marriage that were a struggle, again, a big struggle. And that marriage ended in a not-so-nice divorce after 23 years. And the relationship for the last 5 years was such a struggle that I was determined after the divorce to learn everything I could about communication, about conflict resolution, about relationships, about chemistry, about brain chemistry, about everything I could, about energy and about life, that I could put myself in a position to not ever have to have this kind of struggle again, but also to help other people where they wouldn't have struggles like this either. It's the struggle of a relationship that is having a communication breakdown is just so, so painful. And this divorce was painful and nasty, to be honest. It was not a nice, amicable divorce. And I really, really wanted to be able to prevent this from ever happening to me or anyone else that I care about, and really to anyone else I come in contact with. And it's why I do what I do today. So I would like you to grab that notepad and pen that I had you get out earlier and just take a couple of minutes to write down your intentions for this teleclass. I want you to just start it out by just writing across the top of the page, my intention for this teleclass is. And I give you a few seconds to do that. I taught a class last year where I got some feedback after the class. The person said, "Your class was awesome, but you asked us to write an intention for the class and then you didn't give us any time to write it down." So I'm trying to be conscious of giving you time to write it down. My intention for this teleclass is. So my intention for this teleclass is to give you as much content as I can in our short time together. And then I promise to tell you how you can learn more by the end of the call. And I also want to give you a tool that will help you shift energy. So that's my intention for the call. And we're going to just dive right in. I'm just going to give you as much as I can. So if we were all sitting in a live classroom together, I would ask you right now to raise your hand if you're a leader. So I'll go ahead and ask you to consider that question. I want you to think about what it would do for you if everyone in your life were true leaders. What if your family, your friends, your coworkers were all leaders instead of followers? Energy leadership refers to both a particular and a unique form of leadership, and also literally to the process of leading energy. Leading the energy so that it works for you rather than against you. And this is why I asked you that question. Raise your hand if you're a leader. Do you consider yourself a leader? About 6 months ago, I decided, I was working on a class like this, and I just decided to start asking people. Pretty much everybody that came in contact with me. If you came into my home or I met you somewhere, I was going to ask you this question. I would say, phrased just like I did to you today, I'd say, you know, if we were in a live workshop together, I would ask the audience, raise your hand if you're a leader. Would you raise your hand if you were in my workshop in the audience? And I was so shocked because about 1 out of 10 people said yes. And I couldn't believe it. I really thought there would be a much higher percentage of people that considered themselves leaders. But the percentage was very small. So we have two basic premises. The first one is that everyone leads, either by choice or default. So when I asked you to raise your hand if you were a leader or to consider that question, I was kind of setting you up. Because really, I want you to consider that at the very least, we all need to lead ourselves, which makes us all leaders. And if you're a parent, you're a leader. I mean, you are leading someone, yourself, plus at least one, everyone is leading in some way. So the other premise is that the higher your overall energy level, the more successful and fulfilled you will be. And our studies show that it's 100% true, whether it's measured in finances, fulfillment, peace of mind, your relationships, health, the people who have the highest level of consciousness have the most energy, and they report the most success. So there are many, many benefits of raising your overall consciousness level. And when I say energy, I'm talking about your consciousness. So when you raise that level, you help inspire people, you help motivate everyone around you, you'll have a greater sense of purpose. You'll actually resonate at a higher level of energy, which will help you get more done in less time, and it'll help attract success to you. You'll be able to make very quick, accurate decisions. Your stress will be reduced. You'll increase your engagement in life, which we talked about that earlier, that when you aren't completely engaged, it leads to burnout. So raising your level of consciousness will increase your engagement. And when you increase your level of engagement and you raise your level of consciousness, that's when you have access to your personal genius, to your own zone of genius. And when that happens, every area of your life improves and everything gets easier. So I want to be clear to point out that when I talk about energy level, I'm not talking about just physical energy, which is the way most people will hear that at first, right? So when I say, wow, this person had such a high level of energy, immediately people will have this picture of kind of the Energizer bunny, right? The person that just go, 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 never stops, someone that sustained themselves somehow on about 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night and just going and going and going. And that is really not what I'm talking about at all. So I want to clarify what I mean when I say energy level. So when we look at the initial theories of Albert Einstein, and we can start there, and if we moved all the way through, to the quantum physicist who really changed our view of life today, and all of those theories, we would come away with a few things. The first thing would be that physical objects, including you and I, including human beings, are actually made up of subatomic particles of moving, vibrating energy. So that's the first thing when we talk about energy, is that everything is energy. The second thing is that really, for all practical purposes, there are two types of energy: anabolic and catabolic. So you may want to write that down if you're taking notes. Anabolic and catabolic. So I want to tell you my experience of hearing those two words for the first time. So in the 80s, I was a bodybuilder. If you've ever met me and you've seen me in person speaking or something, you may be laughing about that and shocked, because I'm 5'1" and I weigh 94 pounds. But I was a bodybuilder. And back in those days, in the 80s, the women that were competing in bodybuilding contests, it really was more of a beauty contest than the bodybuilding contest we have now. Because women don't naturally put on the kind of muscle mass and the kind of ridiculous amount of muscle mass that the bodybuilders put on now. Women don't naturally do that very easily. And what began happening in the early 80s is that women started wanting to put on that kind of muscle mass in bodybuilding. So they began using, along with the men, anabolic steroids. And that's the first time I had ever heard that word, was that there were people in the industry that were beginning to use anabolic steroids. And it's by the way, why I didn't stay in the industry, because I didn't have an interest in using drugs, and I also didn't have an interest in being all bulked up like that. I just wanted to have a nice toned body. But anabolic, the word means to build up, to heal. And so we all have anabolic hormones and chemicals in our bodies naturally. Testosterone would be a good example of this. And testosterone actually helps the body build muscle. It helps the body to heal. There are people that are professional sports figures that, even though it's not legal in the sports they're in, may take testosterone because it speeds up their recovery time and it helps them heal and build up. So that's an anabolic hormone. And there is anabolic energy. It's energy that heals and builds up. The opposite of that, or the other side of that, would be catabolic. Now, the first time I ever heard that word, catabolic, it was in the 90s, and at this point I had been a vegetarian for about 2.5 years. And I didn't know then that there are certain people, certain blood types, certain genotypes, that cannot successfully be a vegetarian. The reason is, and I don't want to go off too much in a tangent here, but it is interesting, that in order to successfully thrive as a vegetarian, one must have what's known as the intrinsic factor. And that is the ability to turn vegetable matter into usable protein, like a cow does. A cow can eat just grass all day and all its life and have big, strong muscles. Some people have the intrinsic factor and can do that. I didn't. So what happened to me is, here I was, this former bodybuilder, and one day I'm in the shower and I feel my bicep, and it basically feels like a little sack of jelly. And I was losing weight and I was very sick, and I finally went and had all these tests ran, and the doctor that was reading me my test results asked me a question. He said, "Cindy," or it was a woman actually, she said, "Cindy, do you know what catabolism is?" And to be honest with you, I didn't really want to know, because it sounded like a really scary word. And it was scary. I said no. And she told me, well, catabolism is when your body starts to basically cannibalize your own muscle tissue to try to get protein in an attempt to get usable protein, you're kind of breaking down your own muscle tissue. And so that's the first time I ever heard the word catabolic or catabolism. And it very much is like cannibalism because it eats away. In the energy sense, catabolic energy eats away at our health and our finances and our success, or however we measure success. So two types of energy, anabolic and catabolic. So that's the second thing. And then the third thing would be if we consider Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. And for those of you that don't know what that is, it's a theory that reveals that as our perception of an object changes, the object changes. So I want to say that again, because this is pretty radical. As our perception of an object changes, the object itself literally changes. So as we look at an object, we interact with it. We emit light and thought, which are both forms of energy that permanently affect the things that we observe. So if I were to give you a really simplistic example, I would say that if you measured darkness with a flashlight, you would change the property of darkness to light. So in other words, when you observe something with your eyes, when you look at an object, you're really interacting with it, and you are causing it to change. And what this really means is that we create our realities based on our perceptions. So energy attracts like energy. And unfamiliar energy will go unnoticed because we don't have a frame of reference for it, or we're not focusing on it. So our perceptions create our energy level, and then that creates the world that we know. So we're going to discuss that in a little more depth in a few minutes. A basic outline is that there are seven levels of energy or consciousness, with two levels being catabolic, and then the other five levels are anabolic. So when we talked about catabolic and anabolic energy and then the seven levels, two of those levels are catabolic. The two lowest levels of energy are catabolic. And I'm going to explain all of those energy levels to you in a moment. But before I do that, there are a few definitions that I want to go over with you because I'll refer to them and I want you to understand what I'm talking about. So the first one, before we really get to the heart of energy leadership, these definitions, the first one is default tendencies. So through years of experience, from the time we're born until now, we've had years of experience, and those experiences shaped our beliefs and our behaviors, especially the experiences that we had at a really young age. And then we begin to develop default tendencies, meaning that the way we tend to perceive and react to certain things, certain situations or experiences, circumstances, the environment around us, people, you know, the way we react to those things is generally, those are our default tendencies. So unless we have some way of getting a reality check, our default tendencies fire without us consciously noticing them. And we'll go on doing the same things we've always done, with the results, of course, being pretty much the same as well. And then we wonder why things don't change. But our default tendencies is just the way we basically react and respond to things by default. Okay? And then there's resonant frequencies. So your resonant frequency, that's your natural frequency. When you align with it, your life will become effortless. And this is the whole heart of this call, is how can my life be easier? And this is how your life gets easier, is that you begin to align with your natural frequency. And I'm going to tell you more about that and explain that in a minute. So an example of resonant frequency being out of control would maybe be trying to get a swing to swing faster or slower. So think of pushing a swing and just letting it swing. It's going to just swing back and forth and back and forth. And if you, it takes very little effort to get it to just swing at its natural frequency. However, if you want to stop it or you want it to go faster, you're going to have to apply some force. So your natural resonating frequency. It's probably something that you rarely use or would definitely like to use more, because it's the highest frequency that's available to us, and everything's easy there. And see, naturally, we're all highly conscious at our core. It's just our humanness that kind of gets in the way. But our natural frequency is just makes everything very, very easy. And there is a way we can tap into it. The third definition that I want to give you before we start covering energy is reticular activating system. So there's a part of our brain called the reticular activating system. It's always scanning our surroundings for things that are familiar, possibly for things that are problematic, because problematic things are sort of out of place. Our reticular activating system is always trying to make sense of what we see in a way that we can understand it. So the challenge for us is that our default tendencies get us to notice and perceive the same things over and over again. So now the RAS, or the reticular activating system, picks that up as something familiar. So do you see how if it's also something problematic, this creates sort of a double whammy? And it'll just continue to point out these common situations and concerns and frustrations, you know, over and over and over. So without interrupting that system, you'll literally see the same things repeatedly. And you won't ever see things differently. I mean, quite literally. So energy leadership is a way of interrupting this process so that you can consciously decide what you want to see in your surroundings and in others and in yourself. And this change will enable you to place the things that you want to notice in your RAS so that you can break this self-perpetuating cycle. So I'll tell you a little story about that. I was actually teaching this to a friend of mine. I was staying at her home in California a few months ago. And she has a kind of late model Camry car that's a beige color with a gold package on it, right? And the way I usually describe, you know, the RAS to people is I say to them, did you ever notice, like, you buy a certain kind of car and you've really never noticed that there are any cars like that in your neighborhood? And then as soon as you get it and bring it home, you're noticing them everywhere. On the drive home, you see five of them, and then you notice that there's one across the street. And you're like, wow, I never noticed this kind of car before. It's just like mine, you know. I'm telling this story to her to explain the RAS. And she says, well, she says jokingly, well, you're not going to see another car like mine because, you know, it's this certain beige color and it has a gold package and you just, they're just not out there and it's kind of an older car. You're just not, you know, you're not going to see it. So we leave like 5 minutes after that to go to breakfast. We drove 10 miles to the restaurant and 10 miles back. And on that drive there and back, we saw no less than 8 cars exactly like hers. I was just blown away. We couldn't stop laughing. She was just like, wow, I cannot believe this. It was so funny. We just kept seeing them everywhere we looked, and they all were exactly like her car, even down to the gold package, everything about them. It's very, very funny. So the RAS, it really does its job well. So we want to be able to interrupt that RAS system when the things that life is showing us are repeatedly, over and over, things that are problematic. So I'm sure that if you're on this call, there's a possibility that you're familiar with the law of attraction. There's a lot of talk today about the law of attraction, and a lot of it's really great stuff. However, the law of attraction is really about reframing and refocusing negatives to create positives. Or at best, it's about manifesting what you want by shifting your perspective and your focus. Energy leadership, on the other hand, is really about the law of being. And this means that when you raise your overall level of consciousness, you don't have to change or create new thoughts, because your natural default thoughts will always be attracting success. And we call this the automatic abundance attractor. So we can be in a place where just by our being, our natural thoughts will attract the things that we want. So what I'm going to show you next really has changed the lives of thousands of people from all walks of life, all over the globe. And this is your energy level or your level of consciousness, and how your level of consciousness is the determining factor for how you see yourself and how you see the world. So remember that when I speak of energy, I'm not referring only to physical energy, but I'm also referring to emotional, mental, psychological, even spiritual energy. Mostly, I'm referring to your particular energetic profile. So we talked before about Einstein, and scientists that followed Einstein have taught us that everything in the universe, including our bodies, is vibrating energy. How we're energetic beings, and based on how we think and feel and act, we're constantly experiencing and sharing either anabolic energy that works for us or catabolic energy that works against us. So there are actually 7 levels of energy or consciousness at which we can resonate. So our average resonating level of energy, or ARL, falls somewhere on this scale between 1 and 7. Now keep in mind that that level of energy, your ARL, your average resonating level, and to make this easier, I'm going to now refer to that energy level that falls, your personal one, that falls on the scale somewhere between 1 and 7 to your C factor. I'm going to refer to that as your C factor. C stands for consciousness. So it's comprised of both the sum total of every thought you've ever had, every emotion you've ever felt, and every action you've ever taken, as well as all of the things you're thinking, feeling, and doing at the present. Your C factor is the average of all your various day-to-day and thought-to-thought energy. So a person's energy level varies based on the various aspects in their life. So no two people have the same energetic makeup. I'm sure that you are familiar with the stock market. Maybe some of you even buy stocks. So you'll understand that, you know, like a stock, your energy level can go up and it can go down depending on how you perceive and respond to what's happening in your life. So your C factor determines your energetic makeup. It determines your viewpoint of the world, your physical and mental health, your ability to lead, and your level of success. So people that are resonating at lower levels tend to attract a lot of things that are negative, and they react in kind. Have you ever known someone that literally it just seemed like a black cloud followed them around? Well, that's a C factor that's at the lower levels. And then those that are resonating at higher levels, very high levels, they're the people that just attract and experience more ease, more opportunity, more power, more success. And these are the ones that just seem to have the Midas touch, or people seem to call them lucky. That they're just lucky. And here's some really great news, is that we have the ability to alter our energy level. We have the ability to raise our level of consciousness. And that just has a huge impact in our lives. And it also will have a huge impact on the people that are in our lives, people that we work with, people we live with, and also our own bodies. When our level of consciousness is raised, we begin to be healthier. So your C factor is the number one factor determining your level of success in life. I want to say that again, because this is super important. Your C factor, your average resonating level of energy, yours, is the number one factor determining your level of success. So that's what I'm going to teach you next. I'm going to tell you about these 7 levels of energy. And one thing I want you to consider as we discuss that is that each level is exponentially more powerful than the one beneath it. So I'm not saying that the higher levels are better. They're just higher. So what you do with this information is your choice. And every level of energy has both advantages and disadvantages. But the higher levels of energy definitely support ease and health. And so when we can choose, we want to make the choice of choosing the higher levels. So I'm going to go through these levels of energy and start with level one. Level one, I like to refer to as level one because the other common name that it's referred to is victim thinking. So that doesn't sound like too much fun. Well, level one energy usually isn't too much fun. Those who have a C factor in this area are primarily victims. That is, they're victim to their emotions, their perceptions, their beliefs, their thoughts, and more. Like everything is working against them. So in some aspect of life, we all have some victim energy. And victim energy also includes guilt and self-doubt, low self-esteem. And it might not even be general low self-esteem. It might just be in one area of life. It also includes worry and fear. So with enough of that energy, you really hit bottom, which is complete victim. And that's when apathy and lethargy ensue. So at the very, very bottom of level one energy is usually apathy, depression. Between one and two, you're usually still sluggish, and your productivity level is not going to be very high. Whenever you hear someone talking in a way, and it might even be yourself, I've been here before, but when things sound like, you know, oh, I can't believe that happened to me. Everything's going wrong. Nothing's going right. This isn't going to get better. This is awful. Life sucks. You know, that's level one energy. So then we want to look at level two. And remember that level one energy is catabolic. It tears down. And then there's level two. Level two is the energy in the world that most of us experience in our day-to-day lives. And it's the level of conflict. And there also may be a lot of those level one emotions that we talked about mixed in as well, fear and worry and guilt. But the main one for level two is anger. Now, some very successful people have a lot of level two energy. And a lot of the really successful people in the world have built their success in their business using predominantly level two energy. It is the predominant level of energy in the world. The payoff is that even though they're very usually successful, they usually pay for it in their relationships not working well and their health not being optimal. So a lot of times, even though they're very successful, they're very stressed out, they're very unhappy, and they're almost always unhealthy. And they manage others by force, which causes that sense of separation that I spoke about earlier, that sense of disengagement, disconnection. And then, you know, others that have this similar energy, and I've worked before, especially with some women, that their C factor is very low, and they say, well, I've never been in a conflict with anyone. Well, it's because they express that energy differently by turning it inward. So there's a lot of inner conflict. And they're still just as angry, either maybe even at themselves or at others, but they just keep it to themselves, which, you know, causes that eventually they either explode or implode into depression. So level two energy, the predominant level of energy in the world, and it too is catabolic. Level one and two energy is catabolic. Level three is the first level of energy that begins to be anabolic. And level three is the energy level of responsibility. So when we talk about responsibility here, I'm not so much talking about, you know, generally when we say someone's responsible, we have certain things that we put in that category, like they get to work on time and they pay their bills and they feed their cat and they are a good neighbor, they're responsible. But I'm really talking about taking responsibility for how you feel about anything and anyone. So at this level of energy, no one controls your reactions or emotions. And the result is that you're able to really forgive yourself, forgive others, rationalize things that don't work in order to accept them. So, and what I mean by that is, let's, you know, give you an example that you're working somewhere and maybe someone you're working with is just not pulling their weight. They're a team member of yours and they're just not doing anything. The level one energy would look at that and say, oh, I have to do all the work because my team member just never does enough work and I just work so hard and no one helps me. And you see, that's kind of that level one. Level two is going to be angry at the team member because they're not pulling their weight. and you know, I'm going to file a complaint against them because they just don't work hard enough and they're just not pulling their weight and they just, you know, they're just something wrong with this person, right? There's a lot of anger there and blame. You know, our team could do much better, but they're not doing enough, you know, they're not doing enough. And that's kind of level two. And then level three, that ability to rationalize things that aren't working so you can accept them would be more like, yeah, you know, I know that they're not doing the best, you know, they're not doing as well as I would like. They're not pulling their weight. They're not really contributing to our team as much as I think they could. But I know that they're having a lot of struggles in their personal life, so I know they're doing the best they can. So you see, there's that little bit of rationalization there that even though there's a recognition that this team member isn't really doing the best they can or doing as well as, well, is doing as well as we would like, that we know they're doing the best they can. So there's an acceptance there. That's taking responsibility for your feelings because there's no blame there, right? So all of the coping skills, all of the coping skills we have reside here at level three. So you might still judge people, but you can cooperate with them at this level. So as we move up the energy ladder and we get into the higher levels of energy, these levels become more and more anabolic. So level four energy is really the level of compassion, and it's the level of helping and supporting and giving and concern. So it's concern for others before concern for ourselves. So sometimes I call this the mommy level because mommies are generally very caring and concerned and giving, and they often put their families before themselves. But I also want to keep in mind that a lot of people think they're at level four because they want to help others, but if their intention is to first help themselves, so maybe they're helping others because simply that makes them feel better about themselves, then they're probably coming from level one instead. So you know, it's like it's not what you say that matters, it's why you say it. So it's the intention behind the words. It's the actions at any energy level can look the same, but the energy and the consciousness can vary greatly. So another thing about level four energy is the caring and nurturing energy of level four. It's not only about helping others, but it also shows up in how we nurture our jobs or nurture projects or nurture ourselves, including our own bodies. So the difference between this level and the levels below it is that at level four, we nurture ourselves and others because we want to and not because we need to. So, and to be clear, at level four, if it's a choice between ourselves and others, at level four, we choose others first. Then there's level five energy, and we're moving up the scale here into more anabolic energy. Level five reconciles good and bad. And it begins to see everything as an opportunity. So at this level, you really accept the process of life. You play the game very well. You experience peace of mind, a feeling of control. Not control over others, but a control of your own life. And at this level, no matter what happens outside, you know, outside of you, you experience inside joy. So a great example of level five thinking can be found in Edison's attempt to invent the light bulb. Well, after his 999th experiment didn't produce a working light bulb, his assistant asked him, "How can you keep trying when you keep failing?" And Edison, the story goes that he smiled and he said, "Don't be silly. I've simply learned the 999th way not to invent the light bulb." And, you know, not only did he obviously eventually succeed and invent the light bulb, but in his other so-called failings, he discovered several dozen other inventions and key scientific principles. So level five thinkers often find meaning and purpose and learning in everything they experience. So we're getting up to the two highest levels, six and seven. And I want to point out to you that as we move up the scale and talk about higher and higher levels, they will probably be less and less familiar. So when I talked about level one energy and level two, I'm positive that everyone could relate to what I was saying because we definitely are very familiar with those two levels. They are predominant. As we move up the scale, we become less familiar with being able to look at things this way. So level six is the level of synthesis, and this is the sense of connection between you and everyone and everything. And a lot of people experience this during meditation, or they go on a retreat, and maybe even a silent retreat, and they're in nature, and they're really having a lot of deep thought. They're kind of disconnected from, maybe from the internet, and from, you know, all of the input overload that they're used to, and suddenly they get this profound sense of connection, that they are really connected to everything, that we're all connected. And that happens at this level. When you get that sense of connectedness, you're tapping into level six energy, more than likely. And level six energy is a really powerful place. It's the place where intuition comes alive. Some people call intuition a gut feeling. A lot of business people really use that gut feeling. When we're in that place where you're tapping into that intuition, that's level six energy you're tapping into. So creative geniuses continually tap into this level. When you get these people that are very high-level success stories, you know, that they're tapping into this level. Now, it doesn't mean that their average is there. Not at all. Because we have to remember that even small amounts of catabolic energy greatly bring down the average. So it doesn't mean that their average is at six. It only means that they know how to use level six energy to their advantage. And level six energy can take just about any experience and just sort of create it anew. At this level of energy, people that can resonate here, tap into this. When you're tapping into this, you don't take anything personally. And then there's the highest level of energy, which is level seven. Level seven is the level of truth. The easiest way to look at level seven energy is maybe like it's like the color white. So it encompasses all the other colors in the spectrum. At level seven, life is created each moment using all the other levels at will, without fear, without judgment, without concern, with absolute passion. I mean, we say that level seven energy is the level of absolute passion. It's the level of pure creation. People that can tap into this level are the most powerful people in the world. It's definitely the level that creates new experiences. It's the level of genius. It's the level where artists and musicians, when they're in that mode of pure creation, they're tapping into level seven. No one has a C factor of seven. It's not going to happen. I often tell people that, you know, especially my clients that are religious or Christian, I would tell them this is the Jesus level. It's like if you could have a C factor of seven, you could walk on water and you could snap your fingers and create anything you wanted at will in a flash, because it's a very, very powerful energy level. But we can tap into it. We can tap into it, definitely. So your level of consciousness determines your view of the world and your reaction to events. So the feeling of, you know, the energy levels, it's something that by practicing awareness, you'll be able to feel them. You'll be able to identify them. So I want to get really practical and talk about how the theory behind all this can play out in your role as a leader. And remember, we talked about earlier that basically everyone's a leader to some degree. So I want to tell you quickly some really amazing statistics, and I'm going to kind of skip through this because statistics can get, you know, kind of heavy. And I just want to lightly touch, but it's really powerful, because remember that I said that your C factor determines your success in life? Well, your C factor is going to vary greatly between people who are successful and people who are not. And there really is an energy factor of success. And there's a study that shows it. So a research study was conducted from a random selection of about 100 people from a sample group who have taken the Energy Leadership Index. So they just pulled out the people in the sample group, and then they divided them into people that scored about 2.5 for their C factor, and those who scored only slightly higher, those that scored about 3.0. So just a tiny difference, and there were 14 factors that were involved in the study, and I'm going to tell you what those were quickly. So financial success, leadership ability, intimate relationships, engagement and incitement at home as well as on the job, personal freedom, quality and depth of communication, health and wellness, productivity, time management, spiritual connection, satisfaction in work-life balance, and then overall combined energy level, which refers to mental, emotional, psychological, spiritual, and physical energy. So in order for us to say that the C factor really makes a difference, we would only have to show that there was a 1% increase in one of these areas. What the study showed, what there was a 6% to 20% increase in all 14 areas. So for those of you that are statistic enthusiasts, you know that statistically that's very significant. So I want you to just think what raising your C factor could do for you in all these areas. And remember that that was just the difference between 2.5 to 3.0. And there was a huge significant difference in success. There was a 20% increase in financial success for people just with that little bit. There was a 15% increase in satisfaction in intimate relationships. There was a 17% improvement in time management. A 20% increase in overall combined energy level. So every single one of these factors was improved just by raising that consciousness level, just by raising that C factor from 2.5 to 3.0. So, I'm guessing that at this point you are wondering, what's my C factor? What is my C factor? How do I find out my C factor? So I'm going to tell you. And I told you I was going to share a tip with you to shift consciousness, to raise consciousness, and I am going to share that with you, but first I want to share with you how you can find out your C factor, how you can answer the question, what is my C factor? And I'm really excited to be able to give this to you. I want you to write this down. The website is www.mycfactor.com. So that's www.mycfactor.com, mycfactor.com. And when you get there, I want you to write down something else. I want you to write down the word EASY, E-A-S-Y. That's a coupon code because I have a gift for you, actually two. So the C factor, the way it's determined is by an online assessment that will take you about 20 minutes. We set this assessment up for you. We send you the link. You go in, and it takes about 20 minutes for you to take the assessment. Once you take it, I will send you via email a 10-page document that shows you exactly what your C factor is. And then I will spend an hour with you on the phone, and I will walk you through your results, and I will show you exactly where the catabolic energy is showing up in your life. Exactly. We will figure out the number one thing that is holding you back from the kind of ease and success that you want to experience in your life. And I will give you the tools that you need to shift this catabolic energy so that you can raise your consciousness up into those levels of genius that you want to tap into, those levels that allow your life to be easier. The normal price of this package of the assessment and the 1-hour debrief with me is $497. with that coupon code that I just gave you, EASY, that's going to take $200 off and give you this package for $297. And then I'm going to give you another gift for those of you on the call, for those of you that have the coupon code. I'm also going to give you a 30-minute coaching session with me a week or so later after your assessment, after you've had time to go through the debrief with me, after you've had time to kind of digest your C factor and everything that it means, then a 30-minute coaching session with me. So this whole package is worth over $800. And with this coupon code, you're going to get it for $297. So I'm just thrilled to be able to give this to you because it's going to help your life be so much easier. So I want to give you one tip that will help you shift your energy. But before I do that, I want to just give you that website again. It's www.mycfactor.com. MYCFACTOR.com. MYCFactor.com. When you go there, you'll be able to put that coupon code in. It's EASY, EASY, and you'll get a $200 discount off of the package. And you'll get this whole package, your C factor assessment, a 1-hour debrief with me, and a 30-minute coaching call for $297. So I'm excited to be able to do that for you. Now I want to give you that tool that I told you about. So I want you to understand that catabolic energy really is produced by thoughts that we have. And it shows up in our life in a lot of different ways. But one of the ways that it shows up is in our language. So I want to give you a tool that you can start practicing with. And it's this. Anytime you find yourself saying the word makes like this, that makes me mad. You really upset me. She really pisses me off. That really disturbs me, or whatever. When you're putting the blame for your emotion onto someone or something else. And when you do that, that's catabolic energy, because the level of blame and conflict is level 2 energy, which is catabolic. So I'm not inferring that you shouldn't feel mad or sad or angry or happy or any way in particular, because all of your feelings are valid. And if you recognize mad, glad, sad, and all the other feeling words, if you recognize those within yourself, congratulations. Because, you know, a lot of people just kind of shut down their feelings. If you're recognizing your feelings, that's an amazing thing. What I want you to be able to do is to own those feelings as well, because it's so empowering. So here's the difference. You know, sometimes we'll even see something, it's not even a person, we see something on TV, we see something catastrophic maybe, and we say, oh, that makes me so angry, or that makes me so sad. All I want you to do is to switch that language and to say, I feel sad when I see that, or I feel angry when I hear about this. Because that's you taking ownership of those feelings, and it's very, very empowering. So should you feel them? I want you to feel your feelings. Feelings are a miracle. Emotions are a miracle. They help us to know where we stand. They help us to know what we're experiencing. Just own them. It's a huge shift into anabolic energy when we begin to own those feelings. So that was my tool for you tonight. And it seems like a simple tool, but it's very hard to break some of these habits sometimes. The first step in breaking those habits is to become aware. And that's what this does. It just builds awareness. And I'm sure you'll start hearing this a lot now. Every time you hear someone else say, that makes me mad, you'll be thinking, oh, there it is. But realize that everyone is doing the best they can at any given time, including you. Give yourself a break. Don't be hard on yourself at all. But when you hear that, this makes me something, just make that quick shift to I feel. I feel angry. I feel happy. I feel sad when I see this, when that happens. It's a very empowering thing to do, and I wanted to give you that little quick tool that I could give you tonight. This has been a lot of information. To find out more, www.mycfactor.com. I'm really excited about you finding out your C factor and about working with you to help you shift so that your life can be easier. Thanks so much for being on the call tonight. Good night.